You tell me if you think this person is an asshole for blackballing their high school bully.
Okay.
All right, so here's the situation. This person, they don't say whether it's male or female, but the implication is that it's female. So let's go with her.
Mm-hmm.
She owns a big recruiting agency in her hometown, and she has business connections in a lot of like local industries. So she gets this resume from this guy who is back in their hometown and looking for a job. Well, it turns out the guy who's back in the hometown is her high school bully.
Oh, okay? No.
Yeah. So she said, listen, I'm straight now, but in high school, I was bi-curious, and the bully used to call me every homophobic slur in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she had OCD, and the bully knew about it and would totally mess with her on purpose. You know, like doing things that would encourage her OCD and make her like more anxious and make things worse for her. Like the guy was a real...
He would knock like three times.
Yeah.
And make her crazy.
Right, exactly. Or like, I had a friend who was really OCD. We used to, this is so mean, but so she was really OCD about everything at her house in terms of where each thing lived, where each thing was.
Mm-hmm.
So she had this one table that she had to have a vase, and then next to the vase was like this little box where she kept, I don't know, like matches and candle stuff, whatever, and then a candle. So we used to move that stuff around.
Oh,
and
no.
Then she'd come back in and she'd move it back and she'd leave and we'd move it again. And, you know, she was like, stop it, you guys, because we knew that she had to have those three things together in a certain way. That was part of her OCD. And we would mess with her whenever she left the room. But, you know, her bad for telling us. But it was like that kind of stuff. Anyway, so she's a recruiter. She gets several resumes from this guy. And different versions, like depending on like what job he's going for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like how you change your resume per job. Yeah. So here's her dilemma. She's wondering if she should just delete the resume and application and not forward it on to clients. Like just delete it, not deal with him. After all, this is the guy who bullied her. There was never like consequences to his actions. And now these are the consequences. That's mm-hmm. choice one. Choice two, forward the resume because that's her job, but let the clients that she knows well enough say to them, listen, I have a personal history with this guy and it's not good. He's a bully. I don't know if he's still a bully, but was kind of an asshole in high school. And I don't know if he's changed, but just heads up, he's not the greatest guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or number three, just let it go. You know, holding on to the past is worse. And pointing out that it's your high school bully really makes you look bad because it's like, who thinks about high school anymore anyway? Like, that still bothers you. So it kind of makes her look bad to even bring it up. So those are your options. Does she delete the resume, just go on with her life and not even think about it? Does she let the clients know, here's the resume, but the person is an asshole? Or just send the resumes and let the chips fall where they may?
Yeah, you can't do number two. You can't say, here's the resume, but this guy's an ass, because if he finds out, he can sue you.
Okay.
And for, you know, standing in his way of getting the job. And I've done that before where somebody's called me and they were kind of a friend and they wanted to hire somebody that worked for me. And I kind of went, between you and me, I kind of would pass. But
right.
And I probably could have been sued for that. So, but employment agencies are the doorkeeper to the jobs. So she could just throw that resume away just because she doesn't like it. So there's no law that says you have to forward every single resume you get to that job. You don't. That's why they hire her, is to weed out the assholes.
Oh, so if she deletes the resume and doesn't even forward it, nobody knows other than her,
right?
No one's going to be like, hey, how come you didn't send that resume? The guy who sent the resume will just think he just didn't get the job.
Yeah, because that's why you hire these people, because you don't want to go through 900,000 resumes. You only want to go through five.
Right.
So the gatekeeper will narrow the 900,000 down to five and then send you the five, and then you go through those. So he could just be one of the many resumes that gets deleted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think that's how she handles it.
So that's what she should do. She should just delete the resume, not the third one, which is just send the resume on, let the chips fall where they may, and just get on with your life and stop holding grudges.
Yeah, because if you're an employment agency, that job is counting on you to hire the best people. So if you let a douchebag, even if they were a douchebag in high school, they're probably still a douchebag. If you let a douchebag through, then they might not hire you again to look for another job.
Yeah. You know, I thought about it and I was thinking, like, just sending the resume and letting it go is probably the healthiest thing you can do. Just like, whatever, get the job, don't get the job. I'm over this. But I think it depends on what the job is, you know, what the industry is. So, for example, like if it's something in the entertainment industry, those are highly competitive jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not like you as a recruiter is not, you're not going to find anybody else who's good enough. There's going to be tons of people that are good for that job. So don't start with somebody that you know is a complete asshole. And I agree with you. I have to say, as somebody who understands personality and development and that kind of thing, because that's what my PhD is in, I have to say, like, personality does not change a lot over time. It really doesn't. And even though he's probably no longer a bully, I mean, he might be for all we know, but he's not likely an actual bully as an adult. He's probably not a great human being either, because think about it. Were you a bully in high school? I wasn't.
No.
Right.
No.
So, right. So the kind of person that was a bully in high school is probably a jerk as an adult in other ways. Like, maybe not in bully ways, but in other ways. Like, maybe they're the kind of person that, you know, if they're up for a job, maybe they'll sabotage somebody else to not get that job so that they get it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They might do something that is very, like, self-serving, which is what bullies are. Like, the fact that you bullied somebody in high school so badly that they remembered you all these years later says there's something vicious and wrong with you. Like, if you're the kind of person that's remembered, like, you know, it's so funny. Like, every once in a while I'll get on Facebook. I'm like never on Facebook. But once in a while I'll get on Facebook, I'll get a message from somebody and they'll be like, hey, I saw you on TV or I read a blah, blah, blah about you. And I'm like, oh, who are you? I don't even know who they are. And turns out there's somebody that I went to high school with. And I didn't have a very big high school. I mean, there was 220 people in my class. That's not a lot of people. Yeah, I don't remember anybody. I remember like two people from high school. So if you bullied me, I don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You probably did. I don't really, it's been so long. I just don't think about stuff like that.
And you're great with names.
Yeah.
You remember everybody's name. I remember nobody's name. So the people that bullied me in junior high and high school, I have no idea what their name is.
We didn't really have a lot of bullies. I guess that was the other thing about my high school, because it was so small. I can't speak for everybody. There must be some people that felt bullied and some people that did some bullying. But in my circles, the people I hung out with, nobody bullied anybody. Nobody was bullied. Nobody did the bullying. Like, they just, that wasn't a thing. That wasn't like, you know, we were all just trying to get laid. Like, we didn't have time to worry about bullying. It was all like, does that boy like me or not? Is he like you? Okay, you go with that boy. I'll go with the other boy. You know what I mean? That's all we cared about in high school. That, and I guess getting good grades was important too.
Yeah, none of my thing. No, when I went to high school, my first year of high school, my brother was a senior. So nobody was going to mess with me with him there. And I think the first 3 or 4 days I was there, I went up to the biggest guy I could find and became his best friend. So nobody's going to mess with me when I got my brother over here who was bigger than me. And then I got a guy that was 320 pounds that I hung out with every day. You're not going to mess with me then. So I lucked out.
Yeah, I guess, you know, for my girlfriends, nobody was really envious of anybody else because we all had our thing. Like, I had one friend that played basketball. I had one friend that played softball. I was a cheerleader. Another friend that was not into sports at all and was really into smoking pot. Like, everybody had their thing, and nobody was in competition with anybody because nobody, like, I had no friends who were, it's not that I wasn't friendly with the cheerleaders. It's just that I was a freshman cheerleading on the varsity squad, not because I was anything special, just because I was really small,
mm-hmm.
and they needed a little tiny girl that they can put on top of the pyramid, and nobody was as small as me. Everybody was like normal sized.
You're in.
I mean, you know, 5'2", 97 pounds. They were like, okay, she's good. Stick her on top of the. So I didn't. Those girls were seniors, so I wasn't friends with any of them. I barely knew them. I was just happened to be on the cheerleading squad with them. None of my friends were cheerleaders, so that was just like. You know, it's like this weird job that I had outside school. Just like I had this one girlfriend who was like a major softball player. I think she almost got into the Olympics. She was so good. She was on all these teams outside of school. You know, that was just like her weird thing that she did. Like everybody had their own thing and none of it crossed over on anybody else. So there was no competition. That's why, like, you know, I'll get on Facebook once in a while and hear from somebody I haven't spoken to in a long time. And I'm happy to hear from them. Not like that bitch. Mm. Like there was none of that with my friends.